This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.
Yes, so once he came down and became a human being, so a whole new era.
So God changes then, does he? He does.
That's why it's an Old Testament and a New Testament.
Okay, so God didn't change. Our ability to connect with God changed.
Right, in the Old Testament, God was almost the strict parent. You know, God has a right to be angry with his creation because God is the head and the creator of his creation. When he came down and died, as Christ, he entered into a relationship with people that was not different because God changed, but because he enabled us to know God in a different way. And that's why it's not through the sword from this time, because now we have the Spirit of God and God can work in a different way because he is in our hearts if we accept him through Christ. Whereas beforehand, he is the ruler who has to control his people. He has an out of control people of whom he's the head. Now he is almost, he's still the head, but he's the head that gets to know us much more personally. And that's why it almost looks like God changes, but it's not that God changes, it's that our ability to connect with God and the way in which we can do his will changes. All of it's the will of God, but the way in which we can act out the will of God has changed because now we know God on a different and deeper level.
Personal, internal.
I might be wrong.
I can't, in hand on heart, as being a Christian for as many years as I can remember, I cannot hand on heart say that Jesus, when he says, "My kingdom will not be won by the sword," and my kingdom, in a sense, is not of this world. He heals the centurion who has had his ear cut off at the crucifixion. His whole approach is so contrary to the approach that religious people, Jews particularly, had about God. You know, it's so contrary to that, and it's so contrary. Yeah, it challenges us now. You know, you've got the Jewish people now who are, at war with the Palestinians. You know, the political Jews. It's not the Jewish Christians, if you like. But you've got justification for violence even nowadays used by Christians. You know, in America, the Christians believe that, you know, the world can go to hell because that's God's will. And, you know, the violence and all that stuff is just God's way of bringing everything to a close. If you look at the life of Jesus, there's nothing of that in it. This, you know, if he could have brought down all the angels and whatnot, and he could have brought in the kingdom with violence and with intimidation. He didn't do that. And the message of the gospel seems to me is that God is a suffering God. He doesn't attack evil by attacking it back. He welcomes it into himself and he recreates it.
That's
the way he works.
But it was different before then.
Well,
it was different up until then. That's why we have a New Testament.
This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.